Wisdom comes with experience, and experience comes in the now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Wisdom comes with experience, and experience comes in the now. We'd all like to have wisdom, we'd all like to have knowledge, we'd all like to have the ability to understand what's going on in our world. And it's very easy. It's very easy to understand what's going on in our world, and it's very easy to have wisdom. Our difficulty is that we want to define what the wisdom is. Wisdom is that spontaneous experience that takes place when we are having an experience. When we have people who are contacting us and who are interested in our world and interested in what we're doing, they bring with them experiences that make us have to act upon wisdom. And as we act upon wisdom, as we act upon these things, we wonder, where did it come from? Where did the wisdom come from? Where did all of that knowledge come from? Where did that awareness come from? Well, when you live in the now, there is only one place that it comes out of, and that's out of your own inner awareness, your own inner self. And you always do the right thing. You always are in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing in the right way, for the right purpose, for me. And that is nice. So, now, wisdom comes with experience. Now, that doesn't mean you must have experience and that will build wisdom within you. It means that with each experience, the wisdom necessary to handle that experience is right there with you right at that moment. Now, so, if we could learn to trust ourselves and believe in ourselves and know that the wisdom that is ours right now, and is ours all the time, under every circumstance, under every experience that we go through, then we wouldn't worry so much. Now, I have been lecturing for 50 years or better, and over that time, I have kept notes of various kinds, and kept ideas of various kinds, and wrote down a lot of ideas that were very important. And then I got up to give my talk, and I faced the people. And as I faced the people, they didn't want to hear what I was going to say. That said to me, they had some new ideas that they wanted to hear about. They had some new concerns. They had some new challenges, worries, or thoughts in their mind. And so I had to change my entire talk right on the spot to answer their interests, their desires. And so I listened within, and they came up and they said, "My gosh, you knew right how to answer my question. Your talk was designed just for me. It was just what I wanted to hear." And when we believe in ourselves, when we believe in who we are and what we're doing, then we never have to be concerned one little bit about what we should do, what wisdom we need for a given situation. We always are doing the right thing in the right way, at the right time, for the right purpose, with the right people. Now, believe in yourself. As you believe in yourself, you will find that you will always know the right thing to do. You will always do the right thing, and you'll always do it very happily, too, because that's what life is all about. Life is about wisdom that comes spontaneously to us for any given circumstance. Wisdom comes spontaneously to us. Do you think that Solomon thought ahead of time, "My goodness sakes, how am I going to handle this thing with these women? They both claim it's their baby. What am I going to say?" And there's nothing in his history that would have allowed him to understand that. There's nothing that he would have had previous experiences with that would have guided him in doing what he did. And so what he did, he just listened. And the voice inside of him said, "Hey, will the real mother please stand up?" And so what would make the real mother stand up? Well, we'll just split the boy in two and give you each a half, and then you'll each have a half a son. A dead one, but a half a son. Oh, no, no, no. Give it to her. Give it to her. Well, the real mother was instantly, obviously, immediately made known to Solomon. He had no doubt whatsoever. Now, we don't know what he did to the other lady, and I kind of think that not getting the boy was quite enough for her, and something that she really had to face quite deeply and quite sincerely. But the wisdom that we need at any time is ours instantly when we turn to our own inner self in the now and act upon it and live it and enjoy it and know it. Have a great day and use the wisdom that is within you right now for anything that you want, and know that it is yours forevermore. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.